Chapter 1. Competent Communicator. When people learn that I'm a college instructor, they want to know what subject I teach. When I answer, "I teach communication," most are surprised to hear the answer. They often assume that the ability to communicate well is entirely up to each individual's personality. But in fact, communication skills can be learned and taught in school. Here, let us look at what communication is as an academic subject, and how studying it can benefit us. Human communication is defined, in a typical textbook on the subject, as the process by which shared meaning is created. This communication process is a dynamic one, with culture as its content, and language as the tool for constructing messages. Through this process, we form our own views, exchange information, and sometimes encounter differences of opinion. This process goes on all the time, but we are not always conscious of reasons why we succeed or fail in our daily acts of communication. To be successful in social situations, we need to learn how to understand what others mean and learn to be aware of why misunderstandings occur. In short, we need both theoretical knowledge and also practice in putting that knowledge to use, awareness combined with experience, in order to develop the skills that are necessary. Since human communication involves shared meaning, it is divided into senders and receivers of messages. To be competent communicators, it is important for us to realize the role of feedback in giving us useful clues to our audience's moods and reactions so that we can adapt our messages accordingly. To be successful at sending messages, we must be skilled also at receiving and acting on the feedback of our communication partners. Being able to maintain good relationships through the appropriate communication of messages is known as communicative competence. Since each example of communication is unique, in that no two relationships or situations are the same, we need knowledge about communication to give us awareness, and practice in various acts of communication to help us know how to apply that knowledge. For example, merely teaching the principles of law does not guarantee the development of good lawyers, nor does teaching economics guarantee the making of good administrators. The media provide us many examples of lawyers who have committed crimes, or people trained in economics who are driving companies to bankruptcy. Fortunately, however, these examples do not stop us from studying law or economics. We all know that academic theory and knowledge do not, in the real world, cause everything to function perfectly, but they do provide important guidelines about what we should and should not do. By the same token, merely teaching theories of communication does not guarantee the making of good communicators. While in the United States, I encountered such people as a professor who, although he specialized in helping dysfunctional families to communicate, was divorced twice himself, and another professor who specialized in speech communication but went to a psychiatrist because he was having difficulty conversing successfully with his wife. What we hear about less often, though, are the many interpersonal relationships that succeed. Learning the theory and practice of communication can provide us with useful tips for success. An understanding of how communication works opens a window through which we can view the thoughts and motivations of others, and also allows us to be better at revealing our own ideas and preferences. We can use and add to our understanding every day through regular daily encounters with colleagues, friends, and family. It is never too early or too late to start learning what these communication tools are and how to use them.